Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode 102, How to Raise an Indoor Pet Chicken. Some of you might be saying you can have chickens indoor. Before I had chickens, I didn't realize you could. Maybe you have a chicken who becomes injured, and you're nursing him or her back to health, and they're in your home recuperating a little longer than you expected. And you become attached to them. Maybe that's why you have an indoor chicken. Or maybe you don't have chickens and someone gives you a chicken. And you're like, okay, I have one chicken. I'm going to keep him or her indoor and keep her safe from predators and whatnot. And I'd like the company. That might be the reason as well. Or maybe your injured bird is finally going to rejoin their flock after being injured for a while, and your other chickens are just not having it. They're like, nope, we don't want you back. And you don't, or maybe you just don't want to make another whole area for them, you know? Say the flock's not accepting him or her back, and you're like, I don't want to have to buy or build another coop and another run and have a whole separate area. You know, it's ideal to keep all your chickens together, and you're kind of like, I don't want to go through all the work of doing that. So, I mean, maybe that's why your chicken's in the house, or your chickens are in the house. Whatever the reason, you now have an indoor pet chicken. You'll need chicken diapers, for sure. An area that's not carpeted, and somewhere they can call their own, somewhere they can go for quietness. Some roosting bars, definitely. Some chicken toys to keep them stimulated, and a cage possibly set up. Some people use a cage, like a dog crate. Their food and their water, of course, set up for them. And some people designate a whole bathroom for their chicken. And some people let their whole chicken, let their chicken have free range of their whole home. That's what I meant to say. Sometimes they just run around like crazy. Some chickens can be clicker trained, or you can, you know, try treats to help with the pooping situation. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Some try to train their chicken even to roost on a shower curtain bar and line the tub with newspapers. And, you know, that will make life easier for you if you line it with newspapers. Helps with the cleanup. That's what I would do if I had to have an indoor chicken, because it's easier to clean the poop that way. It's kind of in an area away from everything else, you know. The poop, I'm saying when I say it. The mess, you know, that's all in another area versus all over the house. Some chickens respond to diapers well, some don't. So if you can, you know, if you can't use diapers and you have to have an indoor chicken or chickens, you might want to try a bathroom away from the kitchen and, you know, keep it sanitary. A client of mine had a whole separate detached in-law apartment for their rooster. I thought that was pretty cool. That was really, really cool. He is an awesome rooster. He just couldn't be with the other roosters she had. But he had a wonderful, large indoor area. He had his own wood stove, which was awesome. The whole house to himself. He had a couch. He had views any chicken would be envious of. He was living it up, seriously. Not all of us have an in-law apartment to put our injured chicken or what we would call a house chicken in. But maybe if you have an office room, separate bedroom designated for your chicken. So this way they have their, like I said, their own little quiet area. That would work nicely. Chickens need their outdoor time, obviously. And they ideally live their best life with a chicken coop and a run or chicken runs. I have several, a couple rather. The more chickens you have, the more room you need. But I have a couple runs with my chicken coop, and that works well because I only have six altogether, five hens and a rooster. So that works well for us. It's more room than we actually, the chickens actually need. But, you know, having a run in a chicken coop where they can be safe at night is important. But if you're able to keep your chicken indoor or have to keep them indoor, you just try to keep it as sanitary as you can. Because one poop smells a lot. Keep them separate from your other pets. So your other pets aren't going to hurt your chicken. And give them lots of attention. They love, chickens love cuddles and love attention, believe it or not. They really, really do. They're very affectionate. And they make great house pets. I can definitely see them being like a cat if you train them. Absolutely. As long as you have, you know, patience, the space, and you keep up on the cleaning. That would be my thing, you know. That would be tough. Whether you're home all day or you're working, it would be tough to keep up trying to get that smell out of there and trying to keep it clean. Especially if the chicken's in your space as well. But, and then also you have to control the climate. Can't be too hot in the house. Can't be too cold in the house. That's another thing you'd have to monitor the climate. But people do it. I mean, put a chicken diaper on your hen, pop some popcorn, throw on a movie, and you got yourself a girls' night. Seriously. Having an indoor chicken's, you know, possible. People do it, and, you know, if you're thinking about it or you need to do it, you can do it. I'd like to give some credit to thebackyardpoultry.com for a few things I picked up and I mentioned, a few of my ideas, and a photo credit to my daughter, Lila. I asked her to draw a chicken for my podcast. I like to involve my kids as much as I can in different things that I do, and I asked her to draw a chicken, and she did, and it came out excellent. So the chicken picture you see for this podcast is by my daughter, Lila, and she's 9. So good job, Lila. All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And yeah, I mean, some people may not even know that you can have a chicken indoor, but now you know. And now you know what to do. So hopefully you had a good day, and I will talk to you soon. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.